Welcome to the Kosafa Show with Mark Gleason and Nick Say.
Welcome to our latest episode of Kosafa Show, which follows the draw for the group stages of the Total Energies CAF Africa Cup of Nations Morocco 2025 that was held recently in Rabat. It'll be a bumper tournament featuring 24 teams and a record 7 Kosafa sides. We played at 9 venues across 6 cities starting on December 21. 3 of the Kosafa nations in South Africa, Zimbabwe and Angola have been drawn in Group B along with Egypt. And with the top 2 in each pool and the 4 best third place sides booking a ticket to the round of 16, all of them could advance. We hear from the coaches of the 7 sides and get their reactions to the draw. We start with South Africa tactician Hugo Bruce, who led Bafana Bafana to 3rd place at the 2023 edition of the finals.
When I look at our opponents for AFCON, I think that Egypt is the favorite to win the group. They didn't make a very good last AFCON. They didn't perform like everybody expected. They were very soon out of the tournament. But I think in the last year and a half, they built again a very good team. They did very well in the qualifiers. So that will be the team to beat for the first place. And then we have Zimbabwe again. This is the 4th time that we're playing against Zimbabwe. We played against Zimbabwe for the World Cup in Qatar. We played against Zimbabwe for the qualification of the last AFCON, but they were suspended, so there was no game between them and us. And we have Zimbabwe in the qualifiers for the next World Cup. And we have again Zimbabwe now in the AFCON. Zimbabwe is a neighbor of South Africa, and it's always a very difficult game for us. At the other side, in all the games we played already against Zimbabwe, we played 1 draw and we won 3 times. So winning against Zimbabwe is very possible on AFCON. And then we have Angola. Angola is for me a team I don't know really very good. So it will be very important to do a good analysis of our opponent of Angola and to be well prepared to play that game. So, in general, I think we can be satisfied. It is not a very easy group. At the other side, I think we have a great opportunity to qualify us for the next round. And then, as you know, in AFCON, after the group stages, everything is possible. So we will do everything to do better than the last AFCON.
Botswana, who are at the finals for the 2nd time in their history, have been drawn with Senegal, Benin and DR Congo in their pool. Coach Moreno Ramabole gives his reaction.
Coach Moreno, Senegal, Congo, Benin and yourself, tough group or one you can navigate through?
Yeah, tough group. And I think we should also be honest. Even if we're in Group C or Group F, we'll still be saying it's a tough group. So anybody that is in the top 24 in the continent is there because of the quality and the performance they gave. So we are counted amongst the top 24 countries in the continent. So that simply means that wherever we find ourselves in, we must try and fight and get the positive results. Because after all, I think we have a status that we are not ashamed to keep. We are underdogs. And we are going to perform like underdogs and prove our worth in the group.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you fancy yourself and how much so, given that you've gotten to know this side better over the last few months too.
Look, to be honest with you, I'm confident that we'll do well, and I'm confident that we'll deliver the mandate. We'll perform well. All the countries in the group have a chance of going through, and the 4 of the countries in that group are very competitive, and we just need to be consistent in our performances, and we'll do our best and make sure that we qualify.
Mozambique are back at the finals and will face defending champions Ivory Coast, Cameroon and Gabon. Here is their coach Chiquinho Conde speaking in Portuguese.
Terminando o sorteio, calhou-nos o grupo F, estando no grupo de campeã africana, Costa do Marfim, os Camarões, também um colosso africano, que já foi campeão, e o Gabão, que tem uma belíssima seleção. E nós temos sempre uma palavra a dizer. Estamos aqui entre os 24 seleções africanas, é porque de facto foi por todo o mérito. E por aquilo que nós temos feito até aqui, dá-nos alento, dá-nos motivação para que de facto a nossa ambição seja maior ainda. Maior ainda quando percebemos na entrevista do capitão da seleção da Costa do Marfim, que enumerou as restantes equipas intervenientes no grupo e não anunciou o nome de Moçambique, desprezando na totalidade. E isso poderá reverter a nosso favor e transmitir isso aos jogadores para que, de facto, consigamos ir buscar forças positivas para que demonstremos já no dia 24 de dezembro, no primeiro jogo contra a Costa do Marfim, lutarmos arduamente para conseguirmos conquistar algo onde as pessoas menos esperam. E isso é a nossa luta, é a nossa ambição, queremos fazer melhor e, para fazer melhor, o primeiro jogo é sempre o mais importante.
Zambia are in a tough Group A that includes hosts Morocco, Mali and fellow CASAFA side Comores. Assistant coach Moses Shikani gives his views to the draw.
It's a very interesting group that we've been Zambia is in. But the most important thing, we have to think about ourselves first, to do good preparations. Not this time going there just to participate, but to compete. Because when you talk about Morocco, we played Morocco last year twice, if I'm not mistaken, and we've seen the type of game they have been playing. We know they are African giants, but looking at how we played the last four games, I think the team looks to be ready, and I'm very optimistic this time around we're gonna do better. Mali has been always a good side. For me, it's not a walkover team. I remember 2 years ago, like you said, we played against them, and we had a very good friendly game, and I really respect the Marians, and so most of the guys who played there, for sure, they know when we meet Mari, we are playing them the first game in Morocco. So, like I said, the most important thing is to start preparing now. Players, they have to at least start focusing, not only thinking about the league, the ongoing league, starting with the local players, also the professionals. So as we start the Africa Cup, that everyone who be selected is aware of the big tax. I think football has changed, so we are not playing football on papers. So we played Comoros, so we saw how difficult it was. So every team in the group, we need to take them seriously and also prepare adequately. So, like I said, we just have to be prepared, do the preparations, the people in charge to give the team, the preparation that the team needs. I think we'll be home and dry. Like I said, Sydney, the most important thing is the preparations. If you look at the last AFCON we played, we only had one friendly game. If I'm not mistaken, we played Cameroon. And then after that, we went into the tournament. As the tournament went on, we saw a team improving each game. So that's why I'm emphasizing that this is the time now to prepare adequately and to make sure that the team is fit, because we've been seeing in most cases our guys, some of them who are in Europe, it's not everyone who is playing 90 minutes. So they need to be, to have the game time. And also the guys who are playing locally, they also need, to pull up their socks and be consistent in their games. No, actually, this gives us, time to prepare well, and also we're looking at the previous games that we played. We had a lot of injuries in the team, so thank God the tournament is in December, so it also gives time, for everyone to be fit and also to see one or two players who are doing well in the league. And I think the competition now is there. Everyone has seen the last four games that we played, despite having those injuries. So the guys who were given the chance, they did well as well. And this is, you know, the way forward. Yeah, it's always important in football. We cannot do without our fans. So for me, you know, this is a young team. So we need the fans. We need everyone to be behind the team, whether in bad time and also in good time. So my message to everyone is just, you know, to be there for the team and also, you know, to encourage the team and give the support that the guys deserve.
Comores coach Stefano Cousin gives his assessment of Group A in French.
C'est Dieu qui a voulu comme ça, donc il faut accepter. Je pense que c'est un honneur pour les joueurs, c'est un honneur pour le staff, pour les supporters de jouer le match d'ouverture. C'est sûr que le Maroc, c'est une grosse équipe, c'est la meilleure équipe d'Afrique d'ailleurs, et elle joue à domicile devant un stade plein à craquer, donc j'imagine que ça va être une ambiance d'enfer. Et les autres équipes sont fortes aussi, parce que le Mali, c'est une équipe qui est avec nous dans la qualification Coupe du Monde, donc c'est une équipe très compétitive. Et la Zambie aussi, c'est une équipe que, par tradition qui est toujours difficile à jouer, quoi. Non, relever le défi, c'est un grand mot. Disons qu'on va bien se préparer. On a quand même 10 mois pour le faire et on essaiera de se présenter dans les meilleures conditions.
Zimbabwe return to the finals for the sixth time and coach Michael Nice knows they face a tough task.
Coach, you've always said that the Warriors deserve to be playing in such tournaments every year if it were possible. Just your reaction to this draw as well. That's got formidable opposition, if I can put it that way.
Well, it's a group with three teams from the Kosafa region. The teams know each other very well. There's no secrets. And then Egypt as a country, a very strong country with top attacking players. So a very competitive group. Yeah.
How much of an advantage that does give you, knowing that your opponents are not so much of a closed book, so to speak?
Well, it's the preparation will be a little bit more easy, but for all the teams, so it can be an advantage and disadvantage. And you need to be absolutely on the top of your game straight from the beginning. I think every team can beat any team in this group, but every team can lose against any team. So a very balanced group. Of course, you need to be straight up there. Yeah.
Angola will hope to build on their impressive showing in the last edition as their coach Pedro Gonçalves gives his views in Portuguese.
Fazendo uma rápida observação ao sorteio, ditou que Angola ficasse no grupo B, com Egito, África do Sul e Zimbábue. Acredito que será um grupo com jogos extremamente competitivos, seleções todas elas de elevada valia. Desde logo o Egito, cabeça de série, a seleção mais titulada de África e, portanto, já de si uma chancela de qualidade. Evidente que os jogadores que o Egito possui, jogadores top classe mundial, para nós serão de certo adversários extremamente exigentes. Acredito que a experiência que já tivemos recentemente com o Egito nos ajudará a estarmos mais preparados para aquilo que será o adversário. África do Sul, jogo de abertura para nós da competição, um derby regional perante um adversário extremamente competitivo, campeã já no passado da CAN, uma África do Sul que recentemente ficou em terceiro na última CAN, elevada qualidade, uma seleção com uma base estrutural do Mamelodi Sundowns, e para além disso a seleção do Zimbábue que está de regresso à competição. Uma seleção com jogadores que muitos atuam, inclusive, no Campeonato da África do Sul. Outros há a atuar e bem ao nível de campeonatos europeus. E, portanto, aquilo que prevejo é que vão ser jogos extremamente competitivos, jogos que vão exigir de nós o melhor. Temos 11 meses para nos prepararmos para esta competição, mas entretanto nós, Angola, também temos outros objetivos por alcançar, nomeadamente o atingir o Campeonato do Mundo, Temos ainda a fase final do CHAN para os jogadores do universo interno, das competições internas. Temos a Taça COSAFA. Todas estas competições contribuem muito para aquilo que vai ser o nosso nível competitivo ao chegar à próxima CAN no final do ano 2025. Aquilo que eu antevejo, em função daquilo que vem sendo a ser o nosso crescimento desportivo, a nossa capacidade desportiva que vem sendo evidenciada ao longo de todos estes anos, é que vamos estar cada vez mais preparados. É certo que temos adversários de muita qualidade, mas nós, Angola, vamos encarar os jogos com uma grande ambição, uma grande vontade. Perspectivamos claramente passar a fase de grupos, entrar na fase eliminar e, portanto, fazer cada vez melhor, subir cada vez o patamar, porque aquilo que é a nossa ambição é claramente chegar ao topo do futebol africano.
That's it for another episode of the CASAFA Show. We wish all the teams the very best of luck at the finals, which are still some 11 months away. Don't forget, you can listen to more of our podcasts on our YouTube channel, Spotify, and iTunes. You can also get the latest news via our website at www.casafa.com and on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.